This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Welcome to the show, 45 for the high today. It's Friday, Friday, Friday. Why do you desperately need tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction? Our last pair of tickets for tomorrow night. Yes, it's up for grabs. We want to know why you or someone you know desperately needs a night out.
Yes.
Maybe.
Because honestly, we want the best, most deserving person to go to the auction tomorrow.
Hey, man. Maybe you're going through a tough breakup. Maybe you just need a really cold drink and a fun night out. 585-252-9800. First person on hold is our listener, June from... June, right? Let's get over to her real quick. But first, Joe, you going to the auction?
Honestly, you should. You should bring your... If you hang out with the girl you're seeing, you should... Well, is that competition? It could be a fun night out. Dinner and a show?
Dinner and a show?
We could get you on the list.
Dude, instead of just going to a regular bar, this is a fun date night out.
Yeah, this actually
would
be really fun.
All right.
And you could do some video stuff for us, too.
I'd be down.
All right, cool.
Hello?
Joe's going to the auction.
PXY, who's this?
Good morning, June. How are you?
Hi, June.
Hi, June Bug. What's up, girl?
Okay, so I need these bachelor tickets.
Okay, tell us why.
I've been married for over 20 years, okay? But my daughter desperately needs these tickets. She's the sweetest girl, okay? Mm. I don't want to put too much of her personal life on the air, so I told her I wanted to win these tickets for her. She's 26. She has a wonderful job.
26.
Great apartment.
Yep.
Yeah. Great apartment all to herself, independent. She's family oriented, but she's been dating this not so great guy for almost 10 months. And
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'd she meet him?
In a coffee shop.
Oh, old school.
Oh, yeah, so definitely old school, June.
Love that for her.
Okay.
It's
giving Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, he was working in the coffee shop. No big deal, but she makes a little more money than him. That's not the point. That's actually not the point. None of us really care for him because he doesn't really treat her so great, okay?
Got it.
And no mother wants to see their daughter constantly crying. And I find some younger men today, they lack a little bit of respect, you know? Just
give me an example.
Decency.
Like, give me an example of why you don't like this guy.
I'm not raised the same way. We went to dinner. We all went out to dinner, okay? So, you know, she begged, please, he has to come out, be a part of the family. So, fine. We all went out. And the thing that really bothered my husband and I the most is that when he left, he didn't open the door for her, the car door.
Okay.
So he just gets out, slams the door, doesn't even think about her, and walks ahead. And then when the bill comes, he doesn't even make a gesture. He just is looking around, you know, just kind of like picking at his teeth. And then he's like, oh, and feeling around like as if he, where's my wallet?
Right.
And,
yeah.
He didn't get paid yet from the coffee shop. I don't know what it was.
Geez.
So we just don't know what he's doing. What my daughter is doing with this guy, you know, she's confident, independent, beautiful.
What's the 5-year plan?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, granted, she's 26. I'm sure he's around the same age. Yeah. So you want to get your daughter these bachelor tickets for tomorrow night because you want to find her a new boyfriend. All right.
A good guy.
Obviously. Stay on the line, June. I have more callers calling in real quick. All right, stay right there. Let me get over to High Peaks Y. Who's this?
Hey, it's Teresa.
What's up, Teresa? Aren't you retired? What's up?
Listen. That woman's daughter, they don't know what pain is.
Oh, jeez.
I have been trying to win these tickets for months. You guys promised me these tickets.
You never heard that.
Still have yet to help me or my daughter out.
Oh, my God. Teresa.
I owe you nothing.
Teresa, hold on a second.
Listen.
Teresa, hold on a second.
We have three daughters. Okay?
We know.
One of them is going through a divorce. You know this.
But we never promised you these tickets, Teresa.
We never once promised.
Last time we talked, you said that you were going to buy them for your daughter.
No. You guys promised she would be the one to get these tickets, okay? You know, this is unbelievable. If she just would have listened to me from the beginning, she wouldn't be in this freaking mess.
You're taking it out on us, though. You know, it's kind of weird.
No, I can't figure out how to use the computer or buy these damn tickets. And you guys, you did mention that you would make sure she got these tickets.
Well, we told you where to go to purchase them. It's csc.rochester.org. I didn't know that you didn't do it yet.
If you care that much, you have $35. Like, let's just call
I don't even know how to use the computer to get down.
Poor Teresa doesn't know.
Wait a second. Listen. Teresa, I have somebody else on the phone.
June Buck.
Hold on a second. Hey, June. Teresa thinks that her daughter deserves these tickets.
Way more
than your daughter.
June, you have no idea what a pain is. Let me tell you something. I have been trying to get these tickets for my daughter, and I want to tell you, my daughter, she is beautiful, she's sexy, she's smart.
Yeah.
My daughter, listen, she's getting a divorce, my kids, let me tell you something, the guy she's with is a real... I don't even know what I can say on air.
Can I say something, Teresa? June's daughter is only 26. I mean, your daughter's, she's going through divorce. She's been through it. Don't you feel that maybe...
She needs time to heal, Queen.
No. Her daughter has plenty of time to find somebody on her own. She's young. My daughter's older. She needs these tickets. You know, time here. She needs these tickets.
So
let's let June speak for a second. June, rebuttal?
Yeah, I just want my daughter, really, she doesn't, here, how about this, okay, Teresa, she's not even aware of the danger she's in. She's in a situation where she can wind up like your daughter in the future if she doesn't get out of this situation, so I'm trying to save her.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? You don't understand. You don't get it. June, you haven't been there to wipe my daughter's tears off her pillow and try to help her for the past 3 months, bawling her eyes out. You don't know. You have no clue whatsoever.
My daughter's crying a bunch, too.
Yeah, I think both of their daughters are crying. Everyone's crying, Teresa.
Just no tears at the auction, please.
No, her daughter doesn't even realize the mess she's in yet. She still has time to get her daughter out of it.
Yeah, but you still have two other daughters.
Yikes. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of tears.
This one needs the help, okay? This one here that's getting divorced, she desperately needs the help. She needs to find a good man, a gentleman.
She probably should focus on the divorce first. Give my daughter the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
She really needs it. She's got her whole life ahead of her.
She's got plenty of time to figure it out. My daughter's in her mid-30s. Let me tell you something. Does your daughter even know how to cook? Does she know how to please a man?
Oh, yes, yes. I think she's okay at that. Apparently your daughter needs a little more practice. So maybe another marriage will be the charm.
Oh, dear.
Well, all right,
yeah,
ladies.
That's why I need these tickets.
We're throwing stones right now.
Yes, this is getting personal. All right, let's wrap this up. Hey, listen.
My daughter's nothing like me, though. She'll be beautiful at the auction. Okay?
All right.
Maybe this one, her daughter, not so much. My daughter, she's going to make an impression.
All right, let me. I got to figure this out and put you ladies on hold because this is getting personal.
You guys, if you don't give me the tickets, you're making a big mistake.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Hold on, Teresa. Hold on.
Hey, June?
Yeah.
All right. Just,
sorry about her. That's really...
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll give you the...
She's been calling for years.
Tell your daughter to find a dress. We'll see her at the auction tomorrow night.
Amazing.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Stay there, okay?
I love you guys.
All right, stay there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Again, I didn't co-sign any of that. If it was up to me, neither of them would go, so...
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.